Why do I have to sell my wholesale to a cash buyer?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
Why do I have to sell my wholesale deal, I guess, to a cash buyer? Okay, so that's what it, let me just correct that real quick. So basically, we do teach that, you know, you should sell your wholesale deals to a cash buyer. Okay. Why? A couple of reasons, you know. Now, there was one point that I kind of preached against that, but, you know, things are changing up a little bit. And also, nothing is impossible in this game. It really comes down to the marketplace and what the market has to say. Why do you have to sell your wholesale deal to a cash buyer? You don't have to, but depending on what kind of deal it is. So I just finished talking about short sales. That's one. Sometimes also you pick up a property. If you're savvy in this business, you pick up a property from REO, a real estate owned by the banks, okay? Basically, these are foreclosed properties that is not listed by a bank with a realtor, right? If you're buying those kind of properties, they have title restrictions. They have a title chain restrictions or deed restrictions, they call them, right? So basically what that means is that if you buy the property right now or you close on the deal, you're not allowed to sell that property for a certain period of time. Sometimes it's 90 days, sometimes it's 6 months, okay? It depends on what the bank wants, right? But for a certain period of time, you buy it, you're not allowed to flip it. The idea is to restrict people from flipping, because flipping in its very essence, if it's too much in the marketplace, it does devalue the marketplace. It does kill the market in a very twisted, weird way that I don't want to talk about right now, but you get the point. So the bank kind of discourage flipping because if it's too much, just like anything that could be too much, if it's too much, it will devalue a piece of property. So if you have agreed to pay a bank $200,000, they don't want you turning around and selling it for $250,000, because ideally they want that $50,000 extra to themselves. Okay, so that's one situation where you won't be able to flip to anything outside of a cash buyer. Okay, so if you want to flip to a cash buyer, it's just cash deal. Then there's no rules. That's why I keep telling you, don't worry about legalities, because you have attorneys and title companies to worry about those kind of craziness. Worry about, learn how to market and how to build a business. That's what your business is. Learn how to do that. Learn how to market in a cost-effective manner. That's what we teach in 11dayschallenge.com, right? Learn how to market effectively. That's where, don't worry about the clause in the title or the contract. I think all those things can be changed on or before closing. You can amend contracts all day long. It's called addendums. Don't worry about those kind of craziness. You can go online and download contracts anytime you want. And you can change it around and say, just sign right here. We'll change it if we need to change it. If the homeowner is distressed enough, they don't really care. They just want to get rid of the property if you're talking to the right people. Okay? So that's one reason why we encourage dealing with cash buyers, because cash buyers, when you know, there's a way you pull that data, they're proven that they can buy. They're the one that can put down $3,000-$5,000 down payment. They know what they're doing. They don't need to hire a bunch of inspections before they know if they want the deal or not. They can see, they know what to look for without spending an additional $500 on inspection to know if they want a deal, and they're ready to buy as is. See, if you're selling to anything outside of a cash buyer, then you have the question of, can I do inspection? Is it covered? Will you fix this if I find out that something else is broken? Well, is it okay if I pull out of a contract? You have to deal with extra additional craziness when you're dealing with anything outside of cash buyers. So if you're going to do this game, focus on finding deals that cash buyers want, so cash buyers can pick it up from your hand. They close very quickly, 7 to 10 days after clear title. And that's the reason why I would say that. So you can avoid all that. The cash buyer knows what to do to a house to get it to pass inspection, to get it to get the certificate of occupancy. And they deal with that on the other side of the transaction when they're actually selling to a retailer. Okay. So I don't know. I probably said about two different reasons. Okay. Number one, deed restrictions. You don't have to worry about that when you're dealing with a cash buyer. A cash buyer will pay you a fee on the side without having to have multiple chains of titles. Okay, so if you're dealing with an REO or short sales, that's basically what you're dealing with. And also, when it comes down to down payments, secure the deal. Don't waste time with people that don't know what they're doing. That's number three. You don't have to worry about people ordering inspections on a house that's clearly you're selling assets in assets condition because there's equity in there, right? And you want to do that quick enough and do multiples of that. And that's how you do this business, all right? Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.